time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? The Valley is here. And we got another great guest for you on this show. Andover boys basketball player who's only a sophomore and is showing tremendous leadership and getting results. So Josh Rue is going to be coming up after the break. And then from there, we'll do a little MIAA power rankings, current rankings, the most recent, January 21st, and some big things happening in the Valley. Lowell boys basketball was knocked off. For the first time, Central beat them, and then they moved up. So we'll talk all about that after the break. Dom Nicastro here, MSONewsSports.com, weekly show. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy this upcoming interview with Andover boys basketball player Josh Rue.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We are back at it with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Andover boys basketball player, sophomore Josh Rue. What's going on, Josh?
Not much. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us. Andover's having another great season. I guess we can start with the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, because that was a classic for Andover, winning it. Take me to that moment, the game you guys won against Methuen and how you guys put it together.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, the Christmas Classic, a tournament we play in every year. Andover hadn't won it in almost a decade. So it was awesome to, we go out there, we always play great teams. They always have great competition. And yeah, that game, it was special to win it for FaZe, because he worked hard for us, and to win that game meant a lot for us as a team and boosted a lot of confidence for us going onward in the season.
Yeah, and you beat Methuen, who's like one of those sneaky good teams, decent run in the tournament the past couple of years, and they don't go away. They just battle. Like, what impressed you about going head to head with those guys?
They're a super talented team. They have one of the best backcourts in the state, and a big kid that pairs really well. And so we knew coming in that we just played them actually a week before. So we knew coming in that it was going to be a great game, a great fight. And it was definitely a low scoring, scrappy game. But I think both teams played hard, and we just got the better of them that day.
Nice. Well, we're in second half now for sure. You had a pretty much a half a season to get face to face with Valley teams like, you know, Methuen. What's your assessment? Like, who are some of those top tier teams that just bring out the best in you guys? And, you know, what are some challenges that lay ahead for you?
I think the MVC is definitely getting underlooked this year. I think with how good it is and the Christmas tournament, a lot of us were battling each other, which led to records that don't really put forth what this conference could do against the state. But I think obviously you got your top dogs like North Andover, Central, Lowell. Methuen's obviously really good this year. Tewksbury, a very disciplined team, very well coached, a pretty good team as well. And I think some challenges, yeah, we have kind of like the gauntlet next. You know, we play the league game versus Central, Lowell, North Andover, and then we get Lowell again. So I think the challenge is going to be for the last 5 weeks, you know, winning games and making sure that we stay in the place where we want to be.
Yeah, Central like 10-1. I think they knocked off Lowell out of the unbeaten ranks, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Lowell 9-1 now, and unless they had a game over the weekend. But you guys were 8-2 in the latest rankings, had you at number 10. Obviously, that by the time this interview comes out, there'll be another rankings for on Tuesday night of this week.
Mm-hmm.
But how'd you guys do? Did you guys play last Friday night?
No, we went down to the Hoop Hall and we spent the day down there on Thursday and played Notre Dame at a West Haven in Connecticut.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that went. What was that experience like? So that was a tournament. Was that in Connecticut, the tournament, or no?
No. So the tournament's held at Springfield College. Run by the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I mean, that was a great experience. One of the best experiences I've had so far playing high school basketball. We went down early in the day to go to the Basketball Hall of Fame. We spent the day down there as a team, and then we played one of the top ranked teams in Connecticut, the best team in Connecticut. They've won the state championship the past couple of years, and then one of the top teams nationally.
Hmm.
So it was a really good competition.
Well, I have to say so. And you end up dropping 19 against them. I'm looking on Twitter now. That's insane. How you must have been feeling it that night.
Yeah, it was a good night for me. You know, teammates finding me, just trusting myself. Teammates trust me. And it's just, you just try to go out every night and give your best shot to everybody you play.
Yeah. Where are you finding your points this year, Josh? I mean, is it coming in one area? Is it transition? Is it a lot of open threes? Like, where do you think if you could slice and dice, like where the highest percentage of success you're having with points
in one area? Yeah, it's definitely my 3-point shooting. Since I've been younger, I've always loved the 3-point shot, but that's just something that I've been working on from last year. Last year, I was strictly like, I always spot up shooter, you know, run through elevators and stuff. But through this offseason, I've been really trying to work on the other parts of my game, you know, getting downhill and making plays for a teammate and trying to develop into a real combo guard. And so that's something I've really been working on. I feel like still this year, I'm still a majority 3-point shooter, but I feel like those other parts of my game have been getting better. Still not where I want them to be, but they're improving.
I love it. I love the attitude of constantly wanting to grow. And yeah, I'm looking at the stats. You had you at 5-for-12 3-point shooting. So you're getting your looks there for sure.
Yeah. Gotta make some in the garbage time.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good though. You know, 5-for-12 percentage is slightly less than 50%. And for 3-point purposes, that's pretty darn good. And then the other side, you were 7-for-15. So, you know, 27 looks overall, you're getting your shots.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, and that speaks to your teammates too, who are moving the ball around, finding, you know, open man and stuff like that. So tell me about the dynamic of the team and, you know, who's really bringing it this year. Were there any surprises, you know, kids that are young stepping it up like you as well? What's your assessment of the first half of the Warriors season here?
I feel like it's been a pretty good first half. There's definitely some big holes that we need to fix heading into the state tournament. But like Faye said, we got to be bulletproof by the time the state tournament comes. So we have a freshman, Charlie Tutwiler, who is really taking the role of like the two in the playing the two and the one throughout this season. He's really impressed me. He's been awesome. Just doing the making the right play, doing the right thing. And to do that as a freshman, which was I experienced last year, is pretty incredible. We got our big kid, San Kusemi, that's going to Babson. He's finding his groove. He would struggled a little bit throughout these last few weeks, but we got to bring his confidence up and make sure that he knows he's one of the best players in the Merrimack Valley. And then we have a few transfers. One came in from Central Catholic. One came from Bradford Christian Academy, who have really taken, I think, this team to the next level. And I think there's still so much that we have yet to use that could really take our team to the next level. And lastly, our second captain, Owen Foley, who's really been incredible for us. You know, he dives on the floor, gets every 50-50 ball. He just does all the things that a senior captain, what you want it to be, and how he just plays the right way and does things that don't end up on the stat sheet.
Yeah. Or sometimes they do. Cause I'm referring to that Connecticut, the Notre Dame of Connecticut game, and looking at Foley, he's, you know, 6 rebounds, led you guys, 3 offensive, 3 defensive. And then he does little things like 8 assists, like in that game, like he led you there. And then he had a couple of steals. So you're right. I mean,
he does the little things that you always need somebody to do. Yep. And then we have a few kids that are hurt right now. One is going to Stony Brook to play lacrosse. He's just a dog. He has so much energy. He's just all over the place. Jack Cooper. I mean, he's one of those like bonding guys, one of those guys that just brings a ton of energy and keeps the team together.
Sweet. And your role, Josh, year to year, you know, last year, what was your role like versus this year? Were you getting a lot of prominent, you know, looks last year as well, or is it kind of a slow maturation last year?
Last year, I got a pretty decent amount of looks. Obviously, to start, there was no scout on me, so it was more fun then when you could just run corner to corner and get shots up. But then my role got bigger and bigger throughout the year, but we had, I definitely hit a wall at points through the freshman year, obviously, because you're trying to still figure out what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be, and adjusting, obviously, to the speed of the game.
Yeah. What is it about the Valley in terms of, you know, the competition? It's so high. Is the games just nonstop, like full court press in your face kind of games, or do some good teams mix it up and they do half court defense only some nights, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I think what makes the Merrimack Valley so like special, but like the competition so high, is that there's some really well-coached teams, and there's some teams that will just try to run you out the gym with being full court pressing, just get down the floor, score in 7 seconds, get right back into a full court press. And there's some teams that are really well coached and will play according to scouting report. They'll blow all your stuff up that you're trying to run and things like that. So I think the variety is what makes the competition so high.
Yeah. I was watching earlier and I'm watching it right now as we speak, actually, one of your plays, I think it was Kinsemi that got the ball in the paint and kicked it out to you against Lawrence for a 3. And am I detecting a Jason Tatum like 3-point finish with you where you leave the hand up?
yeah, you know, I've always tried to have a little fun. You know, the more fun I feel like I have on the floor, the better we play. So, you know, you just got to stay out of your own head, just have some fun with it.
Is it Tatum inspired, or is it just
your a little bit, like leave the hand up a little bit and do some other different things, but yeah, definitely that. He's definitely one of the celebrations that I like.
Yeah, you be careful doing that hand up thing, because you know, if you hit all air, that's not a good look, Josh, you know.
Nah.
No. Especially if you're on the road.
Yeah, definitely.
It'd be like if a clever fan had you, he'd be like, how it currently is, how it's going. Like, you know, one of those
things. Yep.
Where you mm-hmm. have your hand up and then you see the ball like miss the hoop.
Yep.
But hey, you're mm-hmm. hitting more than you're missing for sure. And you're making a lot of noise in the Valley. So, hey, tell us something about Josh Rue outside of basketball. Do you play other sports too?
Not now. I played baseball, was god awful at it. So I just decided I wanted to focus on basketball.
Yeah. I am the opposite, Josh Rue. I am the opposite. I was god awful at basketball, so I focused on it. Made a wise decision there. But
yeah,
sports wise, just all basketball all the time for now.
Yeah, just I'm from my dad was a coach on the women's side in Division I for a while. So that's really where I've gotten all my stuff from. All my knowledge and everything has really come from him.
Oh yeah. Where did he coach?
He's spread a few different places, but most notably probably University of New Hampshire and Harvard.
Oh, sweet. So he's part of the women's basketball staff at UNH and Harvard at one point?
Yeah, at one point, yeah.
Sweet. Was it when you were around or just back in the day kind of thing?
Yeah, so UNH was when I was younger, and then Harvard, he left like 3 or 4 years ago. So it was probably, he was there for a good 7 years. So most of mine, probably from when I was like 7 to about 13 is when he was there.
Yeah, any other notable athletes in the family, like siblings, uncles, aunts?
My mom played college soccer. Well, so did my dad, actually, but that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. Is the Rue family big in Andover? Or you guys kind of, your cousins and stuff are like spread out all over the country kind of thing?
More spread out. We don't really, I don't really have much family here in Andover, but I got a lot of family in Mass, so.
Yeah, nice. What part of Mass? Is it one specific area or spread out down there?
A lot towards like the Clinton area.
Okay. Cool. So, and also like academics wise, what intrigues you and what kind of subjects are you like, this is too long. Let me get out of here.
I do not like English. English is one of those subjects. But the rest, I mean, they're not terrible, but it depends on what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like science, I like science. We're doing like experiments and trying to figure different things out. History, learned about like wars and stuff like that.
Hold on. No, another thing where we're on opposite ends of the spectrum, Josh, because I liked English because there's no definite answer in English, right? Yeah. You just got to write some things and, you know, but science, math, forget it. You know, I just, you have to get it right or something might explode or something.
Yep. Fair enough. It's fair.
All right. So lastly, you know, going forward, you know, the Golden Warriors, you know, what are some of the things you guys feel like you need to work on? I mean, you mentioned a little bit earlier, Coach Fazio is drilling things, specific things at practice. What would it be? What would be the big, like, hey, guys, we got to lock this down. We're not doing that well in this area. What would that be, if anything?
Definitely, I think, execution, taking care of the ball on the offensive end when teams blow our stuff up or know what we're running or stuff like that. I think we need to work on really playing out of it, playing through different stuff, playing through our big kid and just making sure we can score when teams blow us up. But that's where we've really struggled throughout this year.
All right. Well, best of luck, Josh Rue. Thanks for joining me on the Valley Sports Desk. I wish you the best of luck this week and beyond. We'll catch up down the road.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good one. Good luck.
You too.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, it's rankings time. Let's get into it. Here we go. We're going to start with boys basketball. Like we said, Central Catholic climbing all the way up to number two at 10-1. Lowell, 10-1 as well. They're number seven and over nine, and that'll do it. We're gonna only mention top tens here. We're feeling pretty harsh tonight. Tewksbury's number eight in Division II boys basketball at 7-2. Division III, you have to go with Shawsheen up at 9-1, right behind St. Mary's undefeated at number one. Shawsheen's number two. And then Greater Lawrence Tech looking good at 8-2 at number six. D3, I already mentioned. I don't think there's anybody in four, right? Nah. Too small for the Valley. How about Division I girls basketball? What are the trends there? Your top team from the Valley is Chelmsford at 9-0 at the time of this recording, but we're here on Tuesday night. Not sure if they had a game tonight, but they're ahead of Central. Central's 9-2. Chelmsford's 9-0. Central is 14. Chelmsford 10. Loving it. Girls basketball division two. No one top 10 there. Quick check at three. No one top 10 there as well. Boys hockey division one. Looking for top 10s, and we don't have anybody. D2. Tewksbury is up there. No surprise. 8-2-1 for Tewksbury at the number two seed in all of Division Two. Division Three boys hockey. Shawsheen is at 7-3-1 at number nine. Let's go on to girls hockey Division One. You've got North Andover 8-1-3, looking pretty solid at number four. Bill Ricca right there, 9-2-0 at number seven. And Andover finishes the top 10 at 10, 5-3-3. And no one else. That's going to do it for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Don Castro here. Thanks for tuning into our show. We're a weekly show. We appreciate everybody coming on. Well, of course, there's only one guy, but loving it, loving talking to the kids, coaches in the Valley, getting to know them more and more. Exciting winter season once again. So MSNewsSports.com is your host of the show, Danny Martin. Thanks in the background for all your help. Talk next week, everybody. See you next Thursday.